Soulful.
Welcome to the Higher Self Activation Podcast. My name is Ligia, and I'm here to help you find trust, let go of control, and see more aligned results with less hustle. We will bring the cosmos and multidimensional consciousness into the here and now, making energy tangible and easy to understand. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Day two of the Trust series. I wanted to come yesterday and share day two, but as you might have seen, I was out celebrating my clients, my beautiful clients from the Activate and Integrate Academy. A lot of breakthroughs and amazing results and things happening. So I decided to take the day off yesterday and go celebrate. But I'm here today. So if you watched day one, we talked about that multidimensional nature, your multidimensional nature, the things that are outside of physical self, outside of your physical body, tapping into that energy, and the things that go beyond what our physical senses can grasp, right? And then I mentioned, so we talked a bit about how it's not about dismissing the physical. Sorry. It's not about dismissing the physical. There's a role for your physical experience and the things that go on here and that we can see and touch and perceive with our senses. So today we'll explore that a bit further. So a big part of trust, of cultivating trust, is knowing you are always guided. So we come, please watch part one if you haven't. And after that, after connecting with the multi-D perspective, it's remembering that you are always guided. And I will show you how, because you are. So you have guidance, clear guidance all the time from your own higher consciousness, from your higher self. How? By your emotions. So looking at your emotions helps connect. Your emotions are that direct connection to your higher self. And that's how you can rely and feel really safe that, you know, you're relying on the guidance that comes through is by watching and tending to your emotional state. That's how you can really feel supported, because it's not an idea. And, you know, we talk a lot about surrendering and trusting, surrendering to something bigger than you kind of thing. But it might feel, well, what am I surrendering to? What can I really trust, right? I guess that's the question, because we talk about trust and you're always guided, you're always supported. But how? What can I trust? It feels a bit out there. Let me know if that resonates. But I know that that's how I used to feel a lot. Okay, I want to trust. I kind of trust. But it helps so much. Just shifting from that willingness to trust to then instead connect with something tangible. The way you trust in your own higher guidance and trust in the universe, trust the whole thing, is by connecting with your emotions. So when you look at your emotions as your guidance system, your emotions are that direct bridge between physical you and your higher self. That direct connection. It's gonna come through in your physical reality as something you can feel. That's all it is. This is just life-changing. It's such an important reframe, because for so many levels, but it helps detach from the good feelings, the bad feelings, and the labels that we put on our emotions. So when we feel triggered equals bad, if I feel frustrated or mad or sad is bad. If I feel energized and inspired and motivated is good. Those are the labels physical us put in whatever we're feeling. Those are labels that can only come from our logical mind, from ego, and therefore from the physical perspective. Like we said yesterday on part one, you can always step into the physical perspective or look at the same thing from a higher perspective, from the energetic perspective. And the labels that we put on what we're feeling can only come from the physical. So really looking at your emotions as just a guidance system, direct guidance from your higher self, helps, one, detach from the labels. If that's good or that's bad, it doesn't matter. What if that's just guidance? And second, it brings that security, that more tangible knowing that you are supported because you have it. Suddenly you have something to look at and see, okay, here's my guidance. Here's my answer. Here's my yes or no. Here's what I have to do. And it feels less, you know, less trusting in something that you don't know what it looks like, when it would come, how you would listen to it. It's like waiting to trust something that you kind of don't know what it is or how you would feel, how it would come through. When you look at your emotions, it's there. That's your guidance system. And let me know if that makes sense or if you guys have any questions. So your job is not to see the house, the when, the details, the full picture, how, you know, what the next step will look like and the things you would need to do. So that's not your job. Here in the physical, controlling the details, knowing the house is not your job. Your job is to stay present and pay attention to the emotions that are coming up. What if your only job was to just stay present and tend to your inner state, paying attention to what is coming up because that's your guidance? How does that sound when you know that it's not your job to see the full puzzle? Remembering that physical you holds just one piece. It's not your job to see the entire thing and where every piece is gonna fit and how and when. But as long as you stay present and you look at the piece you're holding, the single piece you can hold as far as you can see from your physical perspective, and just acknowledge the emotions that this is bringing up, what if that's your only job? And what if, by doing that for each piece, see how you would suddenly click and put them all together and achieve, per se, that bigger picture with so much more ease and so much, you know, just less resistance, because you're not trying to see the big picture. You can chill, you can relax, and you can just rely on your emotions. You can release the need to figure it out. By looking at your emotions as your guidance system, you give yourself permission to release the need to see it all. Release the need to see when, how, what exactly you would need to do or how it would play out or controlling those details. You can let it go. Because you know that your only job, as long as you tend to your current emotion, to your inner state right now, you are following your higher guidance. And if you do that for each step of the way, that's all you need to do. Does that make sense? So, detaching from the labels, detaching from, you know, what the good or bad emotions would look like, and again, with what we said in part one, the physical versus the higher perspective, but we get to detach and just look at your emotions as pure guidance. That's all it is. So what if when something feels off, doesn't matter that in the physical, again, like we said on part one, in the physical, it might look like or feel like this, this, and that. And it feels frustrating and you feel tired or all these things that would be bad emotions or bad feelings. What if none of that mattered because it's still guidance? By something feeling off, feeling wrong, or feeling good, is just showing you where to look at, redirecting your focus. Emotions are not good or bad. That's the label from our physical perspective. They are not good or bad. They are always helping you look at the right angle. Shift your perspective and readjust. It's always just guidance. So it's always a green or a red flag. That's the way that I always discuss with my clients. It's always a red or a green flag. So when you pay attention, when you acknowledge the emotions that are coming up, what if they're always just guidance and always just showing you a green or a red flag? So when something feels forceful, something doesn't seem to be working, or it feels, you know, you need to push, you need to do, it feels heavy, it's like you're dragging this thing, trying to make it happen, that's your red flag. That's something in your system. If that's just pure guidance from your higher self and it's feeling off, something just telling you, look, this might not be the way. Something about the way and where you are looking at right now, if it feels forceful, that's not in your highest alignment. There must be a better way. And then what that looks like, you can release the pressure to figure it out, because again, you just rely on your emotions. So what feels good? What feels easy? What feels fun? What feels instead? And see what it looks like in your business. When something feels forceful, is not happening, and you get that, then okay, if that's the red flag, what would be my green flag? What would be the path then that it is in a higher alignment for me? What feels good? What are the things, instead of what you're looking at now, where do you see the flow? Where do you experience that, like, whoa, I just did something and it happened, it's so easy. Or I just showed up to share this topic and it feels like it just flows. Or I posted one thing and then I got responses. Or I looked at one topic and, you know, I'm reading about a certain topic and I just get ideas and inspirations. And every time I read this type of thing, I just keep getting ideas and I keep getting things flowing and coming to me. There's your green flag. Where do you feel like things just happen and comes to you, ideas, results? It's all just energy. So it could be results, it could be money, it could be numbers, it could be engagement on your posts, or it could be just ideas and inspiration and thoughts coming. Release the label and the physical perspective of putting those things in categories and, you know, what that looks like in the physical. So if it's a client, if it's just an idea, energy doesn't see any of this. These categories and the labels are just coming from our physical perspective. So tapping into the energy behind them, it always comes down to how they make you feel. So energetically speaking, flow can be ideas, can be inspiration, can be 10,000 euros coming in your account. In either of these options is just flowing. Flow is flow. It doesn't matter where or the size or if something feels more important. Oh, this is not that big of a deal. It was just a comment on my post. It's different than 10K coming in. Energetically, it's not. Energetically, if both cases just came and it happened with less effort, there's your flow and there's your green flag. So think about that for a minute. And the things you're doing in your business right now that feels like it's where it's not flowing and where it is flowing, regardless of the importance that we might attach to it. It can be creating content, it can be receiving payments. Where are things flowing and where are they not? Where are they feeling forceful? And then again, detaching from the way that makes you feel in the way that you don't need. What I mean is that you don't need to get caught up in the, but this feels so heavy and so stuck and this feels so bad. Because it's not bad, it's just guidance. You're just looking. You can step out of the physical perspective again and look at what is the guidance here. What if whatever is coming up right now is just showing me a green or a red flag? And this will be your homework for part two of the Trust series. It's looking at whatever is coming up right now for you, whatever you're working on. And let me know below if you want to discuss, if you have any questions, and we can do it step by step to see what that looks like for you, and I can help you. But looking at whatever is making you feel forceful, or, you know, like it needs to be forceful, or you're doubting, or you're resisting, or you're, you know, what if it doesn't happen? Green or red flag? Whatever you're working on right now and whatever comes up through each one of the steps, what is this showing me? Is this showing me a green or a red flag? And breaking that down. That can be for the topics you're looking at, the idea, the process, it's always guidance. And you can release the judgment for, well, I should be more motivated today. I was launching this thing and then I don't feel energized. That's bad. Bad, good emotions, label. So when you catch yourself also judging the, I was feeling the bad feelings or I was feeling the good feelings, you can remind yourself that that's the label and choose to look at it from the energetic perspective. So long story short, let's go to the exercise. What I want you to do to practice that guidance, so looking at this clear guidance, emotions as your guidance system, this clear connection to your higher self that you can rely on to trust and feel supported, because it's something tangible. What I want you to do is, if you have a question, the next decision, the next thing you're wondering if this is the right move or not, or what do you, you know, I feel like, even if your question is, should I rest today? I feel like doing this, I feel like I should be doing that because I'm working towards my launch and I feel like I need to post, but maybe I don't want to. Should I rest? Should I just take the day off? And there's a lot to explore there, because it might be coming from ego resistance, right? As we know, and fear. So it's safer to not show up. It's safer to not go there because I fear I might fail. Or is my energy, my body, and is it in my higher alignment to just rest today? Is this something that would serve me best? So how you know if this is something that will serve you, or if that's defense mechanism, is what you can get clarity on with this exercise. So I want you to put your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, and you can do this now with me. And I want you to connect with this question, with the thing you need clarity on right now. Something that feels off, something you feel a bit on the fence. Should I do this or should I do that? Should I go about this one way? Or what if I go about it from that different approach? And just take a moment to connect with what that question is for you. Now, when you have that clear, breathe into your heart space. And with your hands on your heart, really connecting with this energy, connecting with your heart space. And just knowing that energy knows exactly what to do, and your intentions are powerful. So there's nothing else to do or force here. Just setting the intention to connect with your heart space is enough. Feel your heartbeat. Now I want you to set the intention to see red or green. You will ask yourself, just in your mind or out loud, your question. And you will see, you're setting the intention that you will see in your mind's eye a green or a red light. It could be a green or a red flag. The first answer, whatever comes up, is the right answer for you. So we're going to take a deep breath, ask this question, and just be open to whatever image comes first. First thought, best thought. So let's do this now. And when you're ready, you can come back. Let me know how that was. See that it doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to take 1 hour of meditating or going super deep anywhere. That connection is always available to you. And it's always showing you what you need to be looking at through the things you can feel. That's your guidance system. That's the guidance, the tangible, clear, solid guidance that you can rely on. So you can feel supported at all times because it's always there. Your support and your clear guidance from your higher self is always showing itself to you through your physical body. And this is the role of your physical reality. And why I said on day one that there's no reason to dismiss the physical. This is the role of the physical. It's showing you through things you can physically sense your next step. And if something is wrong or right or good for you. So there you go. That's how you can feel supported and surrender and fully trust. That's it. When you set intention to visualize, you can feel right away, you can come a bit afterwards, you can, oh, now you're coming back, you might finish watching this video and then see, but really stick to that first gut feeling, that intuition. When you set intention and it came a green or a red, stick to that. That's, you know, it's the first thing that comes, it's usually before the ego's defense mechanism and the logic. And but what if, but what, coming from your heart and when you connect with your heart center, that's your first answer. If doesn't feel clear, if your answer doesn't feel, if you still feel like you need more clarity, what you can do also is do the same process with one hand on your head and one on your heart. And when you visualize that light or that flag, when you see that color, you can sense where and ask yourself, where is this coming from? So you can do the same process. And when you see, let's say it's a green and you see green, where is this coming from? And you can just see which energy center calls more and has more energy moving, where you feel the most energy moving. And that's a way to just see if your yes or no is really coming from the heart space or from the mind and from the logical. So this is your exercise.
The Activate and Integrate Academy is enrolling. This is my signature group program and the most powerful container where members experience intense life-changing shifts. Because as you know, we work with energy. 5K after one session. Clarity and downloads for a complete rebranding. A lot of trust replacing the worries. The transformation in round one makes me so, so happy that I cannot wait to hold space for more of you. Second round starts on October 14th and applications are already open. You can find the link in the show notes and make sure you send your application as soon as possible because spots are super limited. I hope you loved today's episode, and if you did, please don't forget to take a minute and leave a star review or a comment on iTunes. I create this content from my soul to support yours. And this makes all the difference to help my message get out there and reach the people who need to listen. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.